Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Megillah Daf Gimel. We left off in Daf Beis and Beis at the third wide line on Daf Beis and Beis, so we're a little bit behind. We have a lot of catching up to do. We're at Ashkechan Asiya Zechira Minolan toward the end of the line. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by the Virtual Halacha Program, which under the auspices of Rav Nevin Salshlita provides the flexibility to learn Halacha at a high level whenever you can, wherever you are. Visit vhalacha.com for more information. It is also sponsored by Miriam and Shelley Aberman in honor of the recent marriage of their daughter Tamar to Elisha Schmutter. So mazel tov to the Aberman and Schmutter families. Much nachas from the young couple. And also sponsored by Ken and Marcy Capel in memory of Ken's sister, Nettie Gross Horowitz, noted Israeli journalist whose shloshim is tomorrow, Necha Dobra Bas Yisrael, her neshama shav and aliyah. We thank all the sponsors very much for these sponsorships. As we mentioned, we're on the third wide line, so the Gemara is still going to discuss the machlokas between our Tana and Rabbi Shulman Korcha as far as what qualifies a city as a city that's Mukefes Choma. How long ago did it have to be Mukefes Choma? Miyos Yeshua Ben Nun or Miyos HaChashverosh? And the Gemara is going to darshan what we learned from the words early ear in the Pasuk, and then we're going to get to the idea of Menatzvach Tzofim Omrum, the Sofei Tevos that have a different form, when you have letters that have a different form at the end of a word than they do earlier on in a word, what the where that came from and when it was forgotten and when it was recuperated. Then the Gemara is going to discuss Targum, the Targum of Torah, where that originated, where did the Targum of Nevi'im originate, and where did the and why is there no Targum of Ksuvim. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi are in some sense greater than Daniel, and yet Daniel is in some sense greater than Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. And we're going to talk about the notion of dealing with choices in doing mitzvahs, whether it be Talmud Torah and versus Mikra Megillah, or what were Mevatel Torah for? Talmud Torah and Avodah. What about Meis Mitzvah and Mikra Megillah? Avodah and Talmud Torah, we're going to have all of these different choices, and that's going to take us through the middle of Amud Beis, and then the Gemara is going to talk about the concept of Nirev is Samuch, that we said that not only a Krach, but anything that's Nirev is Samuch to a big city, to a walled city, is also going to read on the 15th day of Adar, and the Gemara is going to give exact classifications of what's considered a krach. And at the very end of the daf, it starts with that discussion of what's considered a krach, but it's going to lead into a whole bunch of other statements of Rabbi Shobel Levi that's going to take us through the majority of Amud Aleph tomorrow, where we just have like 8 consecutive statements of Rabbi Shobel Levi. But let's begin right now. Daf Beis Amud Beis, again, the third wide line on the top of the page, from the top, Ashkan Asiya Zechira Minolan. So we just learned from the Pesukim that when it comes to the mitzvah sayom of Purim, Mishta Simcha, we said that Osim is Yom Arba Asa the Chodesh Adar Simcha Mishta Yom Tov Mishlach Manos L'Shreyu. But how do I know Zechira? How do I know that the Zechira Saneis of Mikra Megillah is also done on different days on Yudalit and Tazvav, as we described yesterday? So Amakrava Yom Melin is Karim Vinasim. It says Niskarim Vinasim. So Iskish Zechira La Asiya. So we link Zechira to Asiya. That if Asiya is done on the 14th and 15th, and the Zechira is also done on the 14th and the 15th. Masisa Dolki Aitana, says Gemara, our whole concept that we look at cities that have had a wall around from the days of Yeshua ben Nun at the Kibush Haaretz is against the following Tana. Ditanya, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha Omer, Krachanam, Kavim Chavim, Yosha Hashveirosh, Karim B'chamisha Asar. The way we define what's called a walled city that you're going to read the Megillah on the 15th is that which has had a wall around from the days of Achashveirosh, not that which has had a wall around it from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. My time is Rav Shuman Korcha. Why does Rav Shuman Korcha make it totally on Yemos HaChashverosh and not Yeshua ben Nun? Ki Shushan. Ma Shushan Mekavis Chom Yemos HaChashverosh Korm B'chamisha Asar. Because it should be just like Shushan. They made this takana at the time of the Nais, and they were Koveya, a special day for the cities that had a wall around it. So it's Mistaber that it should be like Shushan. Just like Shushan had a wall around from the days of HaChashverosh, but not not from the days of Shua ben of Yeshua ben Nun, and they read on the 15th. Saf kol shum kavs chamimos achashverosh korban b'chamishasar. So it's very mistaken that any city that has a wall around it from the days of Achashverosh should read on the 15th day of Adar. V'tana didon my taima. Where does the Tana, our Tana, who says that it all depends on Yemos Yeshua ben Nun? Where does he get the idea that it depends on Yeshua ben Nun? Yalef prazi. He has a gzeir shava. Ksivach, it says in Megillah Sestra Akena Yudim haprazim uksiv hasam. And when Klal Yisrael enters Eretz Yisrael, it says levad me'arei haprazi harbe ma'od. So mala alon, just like the prazi that it says when we enter Eretz Yisrael by Moshe Rabbeinu, the idea is that Mimos Yeshua ben Nun, it's obviously referring to a city that has a wall from those times of Yeshua ben Nun. Sa'af kan, so to the prazi that it says in the Megillah, it means Mimos Yeshua ben Nun. It means from the days of Yoshua ben Nun, even though we became mukaf afterwards in the Zman of Achashverosh. So Bishlam, Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha, I understand very well Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha, who says that it's got to be surrounded by a wall from the days of Achashverosh. Lo Amar Ketana Didon, he doesn't want to say that it relates to Yoshua ben Nun. Dila say prazi. He must not have this Gezer Shava, and therefore he's free to say that it should be from the days of Achashverosh. El Tana Didon, my time, Lo Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha. But why does our Tana not say, like Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha, that it depends on the days of Achashverosh? My time, what kind of question? Why does he not say? He has a Gzera Shava, so he's got to use the Gzera Shava for something. So the Gzera Shava teaches me that it's got to be Miyamos Yeshua ben Nun, and not Miyamos Achashverosh. Now, Hachi Kamar, what he really means to say is as follows. I understand that Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha makes the din of Mukaf dependent on Yemos HaChashverosh, because Shushan made a celebration on Tezvav, because it was Mukafas Chomov at the time of the Nes. Ela Shushan da of the command. But it turns out our Tanu, who learns the Gezer Shava, that the din Mukaf is based on the days of Yeshua ben Nun, so Shushan, which actually does on Tezvav, is not really following the Halacha, because we have no record of Shushan being surrounded by wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So really, by halachic standards, Shushan should be a prazi, it should be an ear, it should not be a krach, it should not be a place that reads on Tezvav. So loka prazim loka mukafin. It's not like the prazim because it reads on Tezvav, and it's not like the mukafin because it wasn't actually surrounded by a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So Shushan is an anomaly according to the way our mission understands. So Amarav of Amri Lakadi, Shiny Shushan, all the Nasa Benes. You're right, it's an anomaly because it was the place where the miracle happened. So since they had an additional day to battle against their enemies, and they didn't get to rest until Tezvav, so they were Kaveya Yom Tezvav, even though it was not Mukavs Chom Miyos Yeshua ben Nun. So Bishlam of the Tana Didan, I understand very well, according to our Tana, that the din of Mukav is about Ayaros Mukavs Chom Miyos Yeshua ben Nun. Hainu Dechsev, that's where the pasuk says Medino Medina. Ve'ir, that from the Lashon Medina and Ve'ir, we learn that there are Chiluke Dinim between Medinos, and there are Chiluke Dinim between Ayaros. Medina, Lechalek, Ben Mukavar Chom Mos Yeshua Ben Nun, Mukavs Chom Mos HaChashverosh. Medina tells me that not all Medinos that were surrounded by a wall have the same din to read on Tezvav, because there's those that are Mukav Chom Mos Yeshua Ben Nun, and those that are only Mukav Chom Mos HaChashverosh. So that's why I say Medina Medina, you know, that there are different types of Medinos, and Irvi Irnami Lechalik Bin Shushan the Sharayaros. And then you have that which has halachic status of an ear, and yet not all of those places that have the halachic status of an ear are going to read in the same day. Most places that have the halachic status of an ear are going to read in Yodalit, and Shushan is going to read on Tezvav. El Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, but according to Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, that Mukaf means Mukaf Mimos HaChashverosh, Bishlam Medina Lechalik Bin Shushan the Sharayaros. I get what Medina is doing is telling me that there's a difference between a place like Shushan, which was surrounded by a wall, Yemos HaChashverosh, and other cities that are not Mukav Chama Yemos HaChashverosh, even though they may have been Mukav Chama Yemos Yeshua. Eli Ir V'Ir L'mayasa. But what is the phrase Ir V'Ir coming to do? All of the cities that were Mukav Chama Yemos HaChashverosh read on Tezvav, and all the cities that were Pruzos Yemos HaChashverosh read on Yudalid. So there's no chiluk between one city and the next. So I'm like Rabbi Shua would respond to you, Ulatana Didan Minicha. According to our Tana, that you need a riboy of Medina to be mechalek between that which is Mukavs Chom Mos Yeshua and Mukavs Chom Mos HaChashverosh. Does it work out so well? Kiven de Islay Prazi, since he has a Gzer Shava, that Dafka, that which which is Mukaf's Chomer Mos Yeshua, has a din of Mukaf. Medina, Medina, Lameli. Why do I need Medina, Medina? From this Gezer Shava, we can also learn that Mukaf's Chomer Mos HaKashverosh has a din of a Parus, and it's not like Mukaf's Chomer Mos Yeshua. So it turns out that the Kefa Lashon of Medina, Medina is extra. Ella, what you have to say is that there's no, the Kefa Lashon is not coming to tell me a chilik in the minog of when you read the Megillah. That's not what the Kefa Lashon is there to teach me. No, Kra Lidrashu Da'asa. The Pasuk is telling me a different Drasha. Because Rabbi Shimon Levi Da'asa. The Drasha of Rabbi Shimon Levi. The Amr Rabbi Shimon Levi, Krach, V'kala Samuchla, V'kala Nira Imo, Nidon Kikrach. Not only does the walled city read on Tesvav, but anything that's in proximity to the walled city, anything that could be seen together with the walled city, has the same din as a Krach and reads on Tesvav. So Ad Kama, what is the distance that you need between them for something to be considered Samuch, for something to be considered nearby? Am Rabbi Yimri Vitem Rabbi Chia Baraba Kimechamsan Litveria Mil, like the distance between a place called Chamsan and a place called Tveria, which is 1 meal apart. Velema Mil, so if it's 1 meal apart, just say it's a meal. So Akamashmalan, the Shir de Mil, Kamavi Kimechamsan Litveria. It's telling us how big a meal is also by telling you, if you happen to know where Chamsan and Tveria are and the distance between them, you now also know the distance of a meal. So once the Gemara quotes this Memra of Rabbi Yirmi Vitem Rabbi Chia Baraba, so the Gemara is going to bring another Memra from the same Amora that's not related to our Sugya, but is fascinating nonetheless. Vam Rabbi Yirmi Vitem Rabbi Chia Baraba, Minatzbach Sofim Omrim, the Amorim, the letters Mem, Nun, Tzadi, Pei, and Chav, which have a different form when they appear in the middle of the word than they do, or the beginning and middle of a word, than they do when they appear at the end of a word, that was said by Nevi'im. The Nevi'im of the different generations were misaking such forms of the letter, of these letters. V'tizbra, can that really possibly be the case? V'aksiv eila ha-mitzvos, but doesn't the Pasuk say, eila ha-mitzvos asher tziva Hashem es Moshe b'nei Yisrael bar Sinai, and we darshan she'ein Navi Rashi l'chadosh dov me'ata, that a Navi is not allowed to come up with some sort of new mitzvah, because everything was already given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. So how could it be that Nevi'im are going to come up with a new halacha that you change the form of the letter when you put it at the end of a word? That would be considered a new halacha, because it's a din ksivas sefer Torah, ksivas tefillin, ksivas mezuzos, that all of a sudden you have a different way to write these things. That which would have been puzzled because you made some form, now all of a sudden that's considered a letter, so it would have a major halachic nafkamina. Va'od, and not only that, the Gemara asks, it can't be that that these letters didn't exist before the Nevi'im, because Amar of Chista, Mem v'samach shabaluchos, the Mem and the Samach and the Luchos, b'neisayu omdin, they stood there miraculously, meaning since a Mem and a Samach are round, so there's and it goes all the way around, so there's a hole in the middle. So the fact that the Luchos were completely carved through and through, so how did the middle of the donut stand? It should have fallen out, the Mem and the Samach. So it was a miracle that it stood there. But bottom line is, you see that the Mem had a closed form. If the Mem was only the open form of a Mem at that time, before the Nevi'im came along, then there wouldn't take a Nes for the Mem to stand. So says the Gemara in Mahavahavu. Certainly these letters existed prior to the times of the Nevi'im in both forms, both the open and the closed form. What they didn't know was which one came at the beginning of the, which one came in the beginning or middle of a word, and which one was used at the end of a word. Then came along the Nevi'im and they said, no, they told us which one to put where, that the Mem that's open appears in the beginning or middle of a word, and the Mem that's closed appears only at the end of word. Sof, isn't that also a new din? Meaning the idea that you're telling me where to place these letters, and that is also a new din that didn't appear from beforehand, and the Nevi'im are not allowed to make new dinim. Ella shachum chazu b'yastum. No, it must be that there was a tradition originally where to put these letters, and they forgot. The Bnei Yisrael forgot these letters, which was where the placement of these letters, and then the Nevi'im had to come along and be miyased anew where the proper placement of these letters are. Bnei Yisrael struggles with the idea, like they didn't have any Sifrei Torah, they couldn't look. How do you lose a tradition like that? So he said it must be that there was a halacha that if you put a memsuch so fit in the middle of a letter, in the middle of a word, that it's kosher. Or a regular mem at the end of a word that it's kosher. So they wouldn't rewrite Sefer Torah. I mean, if they had Sefer Torah that had some like this, some like that, that it was kosher anyway. And because of that, the mistakes were made enough times that they ended up forgetting which one belongs where. And then there were chazur b'yastum to put it that way. It could be a big nafkamina la'alacha, because that would mean that it would be kosher if you have the wrong form of each of these letters in the different spots. That's how the Pnei Yeshua writes. So Gemara brings another meme from the same Amoraim. The Targum of Torah was given to us by Unklas Hager Mipi Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua, based on the teachings of his Rebbeim Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. The Targum of Neviim, Yonasan ben Uziel Amaro. The Targum of Neviim was given to us by Yonasan ben Uziel Mipi Chagai Zechariah Malachi, based on the teachings of Chagai Zechariah and Malachi. V'nizdaza Eretzol Abrameos Parsa Al Abrameos Parsa. And when the Targum of Neviim was given by Yonasan ben Uziel, Eretz Yisrael shook 400 parsos by 400 parsos, like an earthquake. Yatsa Baskel V'Amra Miuzeh Shigil Estar El Bnei Adam. And at the time that he revealed the Targum of Neviim, a Baskel came out and said, "Who's been revealing my secrets to people?" Amad Yonasan ben Uziel, Araglav Yonasan ben Uziel, stood up tall and proud. V'Amar Ani Ushagil Yisistar El Bnei Adam. It's me. I'm the one that's revealing your secrets. Kolev Yodil V'Nech Shlol Kvod Yosisi V'Lol Kvod Beis Abba. And you know that I didn't do this for my own honor. I didn't do it for the honor of my family. I did it for your honor. That there shouldn't be more machlokas in Klal Yisrael. That since they don't know what these psukim mean, it's going to lead to machlokas. So it's an esas Hashem eferu sarasecha. I had to reveal a targum in order that there shouldn't be machlokas in Yisrael. The old bikesh legalus targum shel ksuvim. Yonas ben Uziel then wanted to go a step further and be megalad the targum of ksuvim as well. Yatsa baskel v'amrlo dayecha. No, enough. You've done enough. It's enough that you allowed the masses to understand the Targum of Neviim. Do not reveal the Targum of Ksuvim. My time, why can't he reveal the Targum of Ksuvim? Mishum de'ispei keitz Mashiach. Because in the Psukim, in Ksuvim, in particularly in Sefer Daniel, that if you're going to be in a Targum, it's going to be Megala, the keitz Mashiach. The Rashba writes that which we do have a Targum on Ksuvim, one of the Tanaim after Yonasan ben Uziel must have been the one to be Metargumit, and he was not Metargum Sefer Daniel because it has Keitz Mashiach. And Im Kol Zeh, Yonasan ben Uziel was not Metargum because since he was not able to be Metargum all of it, he didn't want to be Metargum part of it. So Yonasan ben Uziel stood back because he couldn't be Metargum all of Ksuvim. There must have been some other Tana that came along at some point and was Metargum the rest of Ksuvim, but honored the idea that you can't be Megala Keitz Mashiach and was therefore not Metargum Sefer Daniel. The Pnei Yeshua says a little differently. How is it that we have a Targum on Ksuvim nowadays? He says it became mutter for us because we're even allowed to write Dvarm Shabal Peh. We're allowed to write down Bichsav. So the whole Isser of being Metargum required an Esas Hashem Heferus Horsecha to write down that which is really supposed to be Bichsav. So we're allowed to do that. So we're allowed to therefore be Metargim as well. V'targum shel Torah Unklas Hager Amaro. Says more, wait a second. Until Unklas Hager came along, there was no Targum of Torah. V'ha'amar of Ika Barav and Amar of Hanan al Amarav. Maidach Siv, after Ezra HaSofer comes back with all of Klal Yisrael from Babel, they all gathered together by the Shara Mayim, and Ezra brought a Sefer Torah, and the Pasuk says, V'yikru b'sefer b'torah z'elokim forash v'som sechel v'yavinu b'mim. So each phrase in that pasuk teaches me something else that was taught by Ezra Sofer at that time. The Yikru b'Sefer b'Torah Selukim ze Mikra. That Ezra Sofer read the Chamisha Chumshei Torah to them. Miforash ze Targum, and he also gave a Targum at that time. V'som Sechel elu apsukin. He said where a Sof pasuk is, how to divide up the pasukim in the Torah. V'yavinu b'Mikra elu pisketamim. That's the trap. He also gave them the trap at that time because the trap helps the Achron. Point out the trap helps with understanding the psukim as well. So the avinu b'mikra must refer to punctuation, which the trap really does. The trap punctuates in a way which enables you to understand the psukim. That's why it's the avinu b'mikra. V'amri la elu amasoros. And some say that no, that the avinu b'mikra refers to the chaseros and yaseros. But bottom line is, you see that Ezra Sofer gave us a targum of the Torah. So how can you say that it was Unklas Hager that gave us a targum of the Torah? So shach.
v'chazviyastum. And says Gemara, Ezra was metargim the Torah, but from the days of Ezra until Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, it was more than 400 years, plenty of time to forget, and therefore Unkelus Hagera to use the teachings of his Rebbeim, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, to reinstitute the targum of the Torah. Meishnadal Reisadol is Daza, Sosvadinvi is Daza. Ask the Gemara, we said that Unkelus gave a targum of the Torah, and then Yonas and Benazil gave a targum of the Navi, and the whole world shook with Yonas and Benazil's targum. Why didn't the world shake with Unkelus's targum of the Torah? Why only with Yonas and Benazil's targum of the Navi? Daraisa Mifreshamilsa. Because in the Torah, there's a principle of Enamik Yosimide Pshuto. And therefore, Pshuto Shemikra is self understood. It's readily understood from the Chumash itself. But when it comes to Nevi'im, there are some things, there are some psukim that are written completely in allegory, and they're meant to be somewhat covered. We're not supposed to fully understand them, so it's going to open up that which is sasum by giving a targum to, and that's going to be perhaps a violation of Dvarim Shel Bapeh Yeh Tarash Elikosum, because the real explanation of them is supposed to remain in the realm of Torah Shebal Peh. So Gemara explains an example of such a pasuk in Navi. Tichsiv, when it comes to the Gula Asida, at the time that Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be killed in the Melchanas Gog and Magog, and there's going to be a great hesped of Klal Yisrael for Mashiach ben Yosef, it says, Bayoma hu yigdal mispad Yerushalayim kimispad hadadarmon bibikas Megidon. It's going to be like the hesped of Hadadrimon in the Bika of Megidon, which implies that we know something about a hesped of someone named Hadadrimon in the Bika of Megidon. Because how else can we reference it if it's not something that exists somewhere that we have some record of? Rav Yosef, who obviously was an expert in Targum because Rav Yosef was blind, so because he was not allowed to Dvarim Shemuksav, Yatarashe Lomer and Balpeh, so he made himself an expert in Targum, so he knew all the Targums of everything. So he said, if not for the Targum of this pasuk, we'd have no idea what it's talking about, because we don't find anywhere in Tanakh that there's a fellow named Tadadrimon in Bikas Megidon, where there was some sort of hesped. So what's it talking about? So Bayoma Hu Yaski Mispadu Yerushalayim, at the time of Geula, the hesped from Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be like the two greatest spadim that existed in the past. Kimispedo da Achav Bar Omri de Kotel Yasei Hadadrimon ben Tavrimon Bramot Gilad, like the hesped that they made in Ramot Gilad for Achav Melech Yisrael, who was killed by Hadadrimon Melech Aram. So there's your Hadadrimon, even though the name of the Melech Aram was Hadar, it was Hadad, it was not Hadadrimon. It calls him Hadadrimon because the shame of his Avodah Zarah was Rimon, and their minog was to be mechaber their name together with their shame of Avodah Zarah. So that's why we call him Hadadrimon. So it's going to be like that hesped. Ukemispadu diyoshia baramon dekatal yasei paru chagira bebikas Megiddo. And like the hesped in the Bikas Megiddo of Yoshio ben Amon, the Melech Yehuda, who was killed by Paruch Melech Mitzrayim, and Paruch Melech Mitzrayim was a chiger. He was crippled on his legs. So without the targum of Yonasan, we never would have known how to explain that pasuk. So now the Gemara brings another memra from the same Amor, Rabbi Yirmiyah v'item Rabbi Chia bar Abba, that the pasuk in Daniel writes, "V'ri'isi ani Daniel v'adiyas hamara." Daniel describes first a mara that he saw. He says that it was on the 24th day of the first month, and I was standing by the great river Chidekel, and I lifted up my eyes and I saw that there was a man that was lavish badum u'masav chagurim v'kesem u'ufaz u'gviyaso ketarshish u'fanav kemara barak v'ein of klapidei eish u'zra'os of margalos of ke'ein choshes. He describes some very impressive looking character that he saw, and he says, "V'risi ani Daniel levadiyas hamara." I myself saw the mara, but the people who were with me didn't see the vision that I saw. But they were terrified and they ran away and they hid when I saw this mara that they didn't see. So maninu anashim, who are these people that were with him? Meaning what you see from this is that Daniel expected the people that were with him to see the mara, and yet they didn't. So the implication is that these are people that are ra'ui to see a mara nevua, but yet they didn't see the mara. So who are these people that are ra'ui to see such a nevuah, and yet they didn't? Some Rabbi Yirmiyah v'item Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Zechagei Zechari Malachi. The Nevi'im in the times of Daniel were Chagei Zechari Malachi. So he was saying, I expected them to see it. These guys are Nevi'im. They're supposed to see things like this. The Inu Adifimine, they in some way are greater than Daniel, but Iu adif minayu. He in some way is greater than them as well. Inu adif minay, they are greater than him. Dinu navi aviyu lav navi. They're naviim. He's not a navi. What do you mean he's not a navi? He just saw this mara. No, it means he was never given a shlichus of a navua to deliver to Klal Yisrael. And that's why Daniel is the sefer ksuvim. That may be the difference between those books that make it into naviim and those that make it into ksuvim. Right? It's certainly not based on authorship of the books, because you have Yirmiyahu HaNavi, for example, wrote books in both sections, in both Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So it's not based on authorship. Nevi'im are those Nevuos that were meant to be delivered for that generation and for future generations. Ksuvim were Divrei Chachma that were given Beruach HaKodesh for all for future generations, but were not directly given to be delivered to that generation. So in that sense, Daniel was not a Navi. Chagai, Zechari, Malachi were Nevi'im, but Iu Adav Minayu, the Iu Chazavinu Lachazu, but in a certain sense he must have been greater than them, because he saw this vision, they didn't see this vision. V'chemiachad Lachazu, my time Yavisu, so says, well, if they didn't see the vision, what were they terrified about? So Avogav, the Inu Lachazu, Mazlai Lachazu, even though they maybe didn't see the vision, their mazel saw the vision, which means sometimes a person has a premonition. He has just a sense that there's something that's off, so that's his mazel seeing something terrifying. So you see that if a person becomes scared, suddenly he just has like a tremor, he should know that his mazel must have seen something scary. So maitakante, what should you do? Lekri kriyashma, say kriyashma, and that will get rid of all of the mazikim. And if you're in a dirty place where you can't say kriyashma, they go 4 amos away from the dirty place and say kriyashma. V'lo, for some reason you're unable to escape the dirty place, le'mahachi, what you say is as follows, as if you're speaking to the mazikim, that the goat in the slaughterhouse is fatter than me. Go bother him, leave me alone. So once the Gemara quoted all of these statements from Yirmiyahu, Avitam, Rav Chiya Bar Abba, now the Gemara goes back to our originally scheduled program of darshing the Pesukim and the Megillah. V'hash adam, Medina, Medina, v'ir, v'ir, l'drasha. Once we say that the phrase Medina, Medina, and this phrase, the ear, is teaching us a drasha, mishpacha, mishpacha, l'maya. So what about the phrase, mishpacha, mishpacha? Amar Rav Yosef Baruch Hanina, l'avi mishpachos kuhuna, l'vi Hashem vatan avadasan, u'bal l'shma mikra megillah. Mishpacha Mishpacha teaches me that the Kohanim and the Leviim are mevatel their avoda in the base of Mikdash to go hear the Megillah. Damar Rav Yud Amar Rav Kohanim b'avodasim Leviim b'duchanam. When you have the Kohanim and the avoda, the Leviim and their duchan, the Yisrael b'ma'amadan, and the Yisrael that are b'ma'amadan by the Korban Tamid at the time that they're being makrovit on behalf of Klal Yisrael, kulam mevatel avodasim v'val nishma mikra Megillah. They all stop what they're doing to go hear mikra Megillah. Tanya Namiyachi Kohanim b'avodasim Leviim b'duchanam Yisrael b'ma'amadan kulam mevatel avodasim v'val nishma mikra Megillah. We have a brayso that says exactly that. That everybody's mivatal the avod in the base of Mikdash to hear Megillah. Mikan, and based on that, Mikan, some Chushal Beis Rebbe, the Beis Rebbe and his Talmidim came up with a smach for the idea, Shemivatal Talmud Torah, Bolin Lashma, Mikra Megillah, Kalvachomer Me Avoda. They mivatal Talmud Torah from Mikra Megillah because I learned from Kalvachomer, from Avoda, Uma Avoda Shi Chamura Mivatlinon, Talmud Torah, Lakolshkein. If Avoda, which is so Chamur, you're mivatal for the sake of Mikra Megillah, then Talmud Torah, which is not as Chamur as Avoda, for sure you should be Mevatel for the sake of Mikra Megillah. So that's the Kal V'chomer. The Gemara is going to question the Kal V'chomer because the Kal V'chomer assumes that Avoda is more Chomer than Talmud Torah, and we'll see perhaps that that's not the case, but the more fundamental question that has to be asked is, what do you mean Mevatlin Talmud Torah the Mikra Megillah? Isn't Mikra Megillah also part of Talmud Torah? It's a Sefer in Tanakh. Normally when you learn Sefer Tanakh, that is considered to be Talmud Torah. So this question is asked by a number of Achronim. First in the Tshuvas Beis Ephraim in Orchaim Simon Samachas, he raises this question, and he answers with a very great chiddush. It may be so great a chiddush that it's unacceptable, that the other Achronim say it can't possibly be true, where he suggests that that Megillah is different than the rest of the Sefer Tanakh, and it was given primarily to be read publicly and not to be learnt, whereas all the other Sefer Tanakh were meant to be learnt, and therefore to keep a Talmud Torah to learn them. When it comes to Megillah, since it was meant for the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, that's what it was written for, that was its purpose in being written, therefore there is no mitzvah of Talmud Torah in reading the Megillah. There's only a mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah in reading the Megillah. Comes along the Avnei Nezer and Orchaim Sim Tavkuf Yud Zayin, and he says it is impossible to say such a thing. What are you talking about? We have a whole Masechta. We're going to have 6 plot in a row darshaning psukim in the Megillah that does nothing but darshan psukim in the Megillah. All of that was Bittul Torah. All of that learning that Chazal did to darshan each and every pasuk in the Megillah, you're going to call that Bittul Torah? There's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah to learn the Megillah. Even when we don't know the words of the Megillah, you're making the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Achashtan b'nei aramachim, where you don't even know what it means, you're still yotzei the chiyuv of pierce manes. Who allowed Chazal to be mivatel Torah to make a medrash Megillah Sester? So it must be that Megillah Sester is Torah, just like the rest of Tanakh. And Megillah Sester is included in Sifrei Kodesh, and it needs you need to be a Talmud Chacham, needs to be a Baki in it, like he has to be a Baki in all Chavdalim Sifrei Tanakh. Like Rashi quotes from Chazal, that just like a Kala is Miskashetas Chavdalim Tachshitin, so too Talmud Chacham needs to be a Baki in Chavdalim Sifrei Tanakh. It doesn't say Chav Gimel. Talmud Chacham needs to be a Baki in Chavdalim Sifrei Tanakh, in all of them, including the Megillah. Absolutely, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Aye, what about the Kasha? It says over here, Yimvatel Talmud Torah from Mikra Megillah, says the Avnei Nezer, because there's two dinim in Talmud Torah. There's a din in using every second of your day for Talmud Torah, and from that perspective, it's not Bittul Torah when you're reading the Megillah. You're still using those moments for Talmud Torah. But then there's something called Bittul Torah Be'echus. What he means by Bittul Torah Be'echus is different than what people often refer to Bittul Torah Be'echus as. Different than Chaim Velashim is Bittul Torah Be'echus. What the Avnei Nezer means is that Bittul Torah Be'echus is that if you can expand your knowledge and you're instead going over things that you already know, then that's Bittul Torah in a certain sense. Meaning, it's not enough to be engaged in Talmud Torah quantitatively every moment, but those moments should be maximized. You should try to become as big a Talmud Chacham as you can become. And if you already know something cold, to just like chazer over Ashrei every 2 seconds, because that's Talmud Torah, it's a chapter in Tehillim, so I'm going to chazer over Ashrei every 2 seconds. So that's not an effective use of your time, and in a certain sense, that's considered a Bittul Torah. There is another type of Bittul Torah Be'echos, and that is, even if you are expanding your knowledge, but your brain is capable of more, this is what Chaim Velazhner's Bittul Torah is, that your brain is capable of deeper analysis, of something more, of something stronger, of activating your brain in a more intense way, that may also be, in a certain sense, Bittul Torah. The Rashash gives a different answer. He says that our sugya might be assuming like Rav, that might be talking about a Rebbe that learns with his Talmidim, and they already heard Mikra Megillah, and he's going to stop to do Mikra Megillah, so that's Bittul Torah. So even though not for him, he's going to be doing the Megillah, but it's going to be Bittul Torah of all the Talmidim, because now the Rebbe's not going to be there. Meaning the Rashash is pointing out that before a Rebbe misses a day or a few moments in yeshiva, he has to cheshbon. It's not just him, there's going to be tremendous Bittul Torah of all the Talmidim that aren't going to be learning, or aren't going to be learning even if they're very good boys and they're going to sit there and learn. They're not going to be learning to the extent that they could be learning if the Rebbe was there. If they are going to be learning to the extent that they could be learning if the Rebbe was there, then maybe the Rebbe should find a different job, right? Meaning so that's also going to be a sense of Talmud Torah. Says Gemara, va'avoda chamura mitalmud Torah. Wait a second, is avoda really more chamur than Talmud Torah, which is the basis of this whole Kal V'chomer? That Yeshua saw this threatening man with a sword standing, and he bowed to him. How could you do that? You're not allowed to greet someone with shalom at night, because we're choshesh, then maybe he's a demon. So how is Yeshua allowed to greet this man? So person said, I'm a sar tzva Hashem. So he knew he wasn't a shade. Maybe the fellow's lying. A shade would not be mostly shem shemayim levatala, and therefore we knew that he was telling the truth. So now to the conversation. Amar lo, the Malach says to Yeshua, Emesh b'taltim Talmud Shalbein Arbaim. Yesterday you were mevatel avoda, Achshav b'taltim Talmud Torah, and today you were mevatel Talmud Torah. So Amar lo, Alei Zeman Basel. Which one is worse? What did you come to punish me for? Amar lo, Atobasi. I came for the Bittul Torah. Miyad v'yom Yeshua b'laylu b'tocha emek. That Yeshua slept that night, went... spent that night in the Emek. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what does that mean in the Emek? Melamed shalon ba'umka shal halacha, that he spent the whole night engaged in halacha because he knew that he had to make up for the Bittul Torah. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Unya, Gadol Talmud Torah yoser me'akrovus tamidin shenemar atabasi. You see from there the Talmud Torah is more valuable than avoda, because he said atabasi. Of the two choices, the worst one was the Bittul Torah. So bottom line is, how can we have a kal v'chomer that if you're mevatel avoda from Mikra Megillah, then kal v'chomer you're mevatel Talmud Torah. Kal v'chomer is backwards. Talmud Torah is more chomer than avoda. Lo kasha. Had Rabim ad yachid. Talmud Torah to Rabim is more chomer than avoda. Talmud Torah to yachid is less chomer than avoda. Ud yachid kal, is that true? Talmud Torah to yachid is more kal than avoda. V'atna noshem b'moed anos. Didn't we learn that noshem on chol moed could cry out when there's a when someone dies, avalomatapchos, but they shouldn't clap in or slap their thighs in mourning. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, because that's too much to do on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, smuchos lemita, if they're right near the coffin, metapchos, they can even do the slapping in mourning. Barashi Chadash Mechanuk Purim, and Rosh Chodesh Chanuk Purim, ma'anos umetapchos, they could do both, bezeh bezeh, avalomakoronos, both on Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh Chanuk Purim, they cannot be mekonein. V'amrabruna in moed b'fnei talmud chacham. If a talmud chacham dies, then even on moed, you're allowed to be maspidim, and huadin, you're allowed to be ma'anu, metapeach, mekonein, just like you would during a weekday. The full funeral, just like you would during the weekday. Kol shken chanuk v'purim, and kal v'chomer, that you're allowed to be maspidim, mekonein, on talmud chacham, like you would during a weekday, on chanuk and purim. So you see that kavod the Torah of a yachid is doch of the mitzvah of also yom mishnah v'simcha. So it should also be docha mikra megillah, meaning we're saying that. So how can Rebbe and Talmidav say that you mevatel Talmud Torah the Yachid for mikra megillah? The kavanah Torah of a Yachid of a Talmud Chacham who dies is mevatel mikra megillah. It overpowers the Yom Tov of Purim. So don't tell me that mikra megillah is going to be mevatel Talmud Torah the Yachid. Says Mar kavanah Torah gavrit. Kavatar diyachid chomer, Talmud Torah diyachid kal. There's a difference between Kavatar Torah and Talmud Torah. Kavatar Torah of a yachid ein achinami is more chomer than mikra megillah. Talmud Torah of a yachid is less chomer than mikra megillah. So now the Gemara is going to discuss different choices. When you have different mitzvahs, which one wins? Samara, pshitali, avoda mikra megillah adif. You have avoda or mikra megillah, we just said we're mevatal Talmud Torah, we're mevatal avoda, the kohanim me avodasam levim uduchan mishon to go read Megillah. That's what we learn from Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina from the phrase Mishpacha u'Mishpacha that appears in the Megillah. So that one is clear. Talmud Torah Mikra Megillah. You have a choice of Talmud Torah Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah Adif. Mikra Megillah wins. That's what we learned from Rabbi's Kal V'Chomer. That if you're Mevatel Avoda, then Kal V'Chomer you're Mevatel Talmud Torah Diyachid for the sake of Mikra Megillah. Talmud Torah Meis Mitzvah. If you have Talmud Torah versus Meis Mitzvah, Meis Mitzvah Adif. Meis Mitzvah is higher than Talmud Torah. Meitanim vatan Talmud Torah latzasa meisachnas kala. Lachnas kala that we vatan Talmud Torah for latzasa meisachnas kala. Avoda umeis mitzvah. If you have the option of avoda in the base of Mikdash or a meis mitzvah adif. Meis mitzvah wins out. How do I know that? Mi ula achoso. From the pasuk that says ula achoso in the context of a nazir, but the way we darshan it, because it's not really needed to teach us anything about a nazir, we darshan it outside of the context of a nazir. Ditanya, ula achoso matal malomar. Since it's not really about tumas nazir, about a meis mitzvah, because we already learned from other words in the pasuk about what to do when a person is a nazir and there's a meis mitzvah, so it must be talking about being mevatel avoda and mila for the sake of a meis mitzvah for someone who's not a nazir. A person's going to shaktis karm pesach, where he's going to mal his child, and he hears that that a relative of his died, but he's mitame to the meis, he's not going to be able to do the karm pesach, he's not going to be able to do the mila. So yachli yitame, you might think that he should be mitame to the meis and forget the mitzvah pesach and mitzvah mila. That's why the pasuk says, no, don't be metame. First do the mitzvah that you started, and don't become tame. You might think that the same is true for a meis mitzvah. Don't become tame. That's what the pasuk is teaching me when it says la'achoso, that you don't become tame to your sister, but you do become tame to a meis mitzvah. So Bai Rava Rava says, okay, so now I understand all of those choices. What about the following choices? Let's go to the top of the totem pole and see what's at the top and what happens when the two top mitzvahs compete with each other. Mikra Megillah and Meis Mitzvah, Heminayu Adif. What if you have Mikra Megillah versus Meis Mitzvah? Which one is going to be is going to win out? Mikra Megillah Adif Mishum Pursumi Nisa, Dom Meis Mitzvah Adif Mishum Kavod HaBrios. Is it Mikra Megillah on account of Pursumi Nisa, or is it Meis Mitzvah on account of Kavod HaBrios? So Basar Debaya Hadar Pashta, after he raised the Safek, he was poshed the Safek. Meis Mitzvah Adif, Damamar, Gadul Kavra Brios, Shadoch, Losa Say Shabbatora. Now, Kavra Brios is such a Chashva Inyan that it's Docha Losa Say in the Torah. That we learn from Hashava Saveda. The Pasuk says, Losira Sharachicho, Seyo Nidachim, Misalamta Mehem, Losucha La Salim, and Chazal Darshan, that it's also to be Misalim from an Aveda. But nevertheless, it says, Visalamta, that sometimes you're allowed to hide your face from an Aveda, and that's by Zakin Veinel Fikvodo. So you're allowed to ignore a mitzvah daraisa if it's a covenant of brios issue. So here also, the covenant of brios of not burying the person right away, that has to be the primary concern. Not only is the krach itself, but anything that's nearby or anything that's that can be seen together with it has the din of a krach. Tana, samuch al pishenu nira, nira val pishenu samuch. You don't need both qualifications of nira vis samuch. One or the other is good enough. So Gemara explains, how do you have those cases? Bishlam and nira val pishenu samuch. I understand how something could be seen even though it's very far away. Mishkach salgon diyas for barosh ahar, where the city is seen together with the krach, is found on the top of a mountain. So even though it's very far from the krach, nevertheless it's seen together with it. How do you have something that's close by, but it's not near it, if it's less than a mil away? It's in a very low valley somewhere where it's not easily identified, it's not easily spotted, so even though it's less than a mil away, it's not going to be near it. But either one is going to be good enough for it to be nidon kikrach. Okay, Ben Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the 8 different teachings of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, which begin with that which defines a krach for the purposes of a mikra megillah and for the purposes of batei arichoma. Everyone have a wonderful day.